HarperCollins presents Mr. Men, Little Miss, Silly Stories by Roger Hargreaves, read by Blake Harrison. Mr. Silly. Mr. Silly lives in Nonsense Land, which is a very funny place to live. You see, in Nonsense Land, everything is as silly as can be. In Nonsense Land, the trees are pink and the grass is blue. Isn't that silly? In Nonsense Land, dogs wear hats. And do you know how birds fly in Nonsense Land? No, they don't fly forwards. They fly backwards. It really is a very silly place indeed. Which, of course, is why Mr. Silly lives there. Mr. Silly, in fact, lives in quite the silliest looking house you have ever seen in your whole life. Now, this particular story is all about the Nonsense Cup. You see, in Nonsense Land, each year they hold a competition, and the cup is awarded to whoever has the silliest idea of the year. Mr. Silly has never won the cup, but each night, lying in his bed, he dreamed about winning it. In order to win the Nonsense Cup, Mr. Silly realized that he would have to think up something remarkably silly. He pondered over the problem one morning at breakfast. Incidentally, you may be interested to know what Mr. Silly was having for breakfast. He was having a cup of coffee, which he put a spoonful of marmalade into. After that, he had a cornflake sandwich. And to finish, he had a boiled egg. But being Mr. Silly, he ate the shell as well. Isn't that a silly breakfast? Anyway, this particular breakfast time, Mr. Silly was thinking how to win that cup. He remembered 2 years ago the cup was won by Mr. Ridiculous. He won by wallpapering his house, which sounds very ordinary, but in fact, Mr. Ridiculous had wallpapered the outside of his house. And Mr. Silly remembered last year when Mr. Foolish won the cup. Mr. Foolish, who was a friend of Mr. Silly's, had won the cup by inventing a car. It was quite a normal car, apart from one thing. It had square wheels. Isn't that silly? Mr. Silly thought and thought and thought. But it was no good. He even had another cup of coffee with marmalade, but that didn't help either. So he decided to take a walk. Off he went, leaving his front door open so that he wouldn't have burglars when he was out. On his walk, Mr. Silly met a chicken wearing Wellington boots and carrying an umbrella.
Wouldn't it be silly if you didn't wear Wellington boots and carry an umbrella? He said to the chicken.
Meow,
said the chicken, because animals in Nonsense Land don't make the same noises as they do in your country. On his walk, Mr. Silly met a worm wearing a top hat and a monocle and an old school tie.
Wouldn't it be silly if you didn't wear a top hat and a monocle and an old school tie? He said to the worm.
Quack, quack,
said the worm. Next, Mr. Silly met a pig wearing trousers and a bowler hat.
Wouldn't it be silly if you didn't wear trousers and the bowler hat? He said to the pig.
Meow, said the pig.
Isn't that silly?
It was in the middle of Mr. Silly's walk that he had his idea. It was a beautifully silly idea, quite the silliest idea he'd ever had. He hurried into town and bought himself a pot of paint and a paintbrush. The day of the great awarding of the Nonsense Cup arrived. A huge crowd assembled in the city square to see who was going to win the cup. The King of Nonsense Land mounted...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?